What's up?
Hey.
Hi, guys. Thank you for choosing to listen to A Little Rough Around the Edges. My name is Marissa. I'm a wife, mom, blogger, and an entrepreneur. You can check out my blog at marissa1r1s.com and please leave a comment. I would love to hear from you. This is my first ever podcast, y'all. A Little Rough Around the Edges. That is me. That's who I bees. I am a little rough around the edges. I am a work in progress. Aren't we all a masterpiece and a mess? That's what She Is Fila, one of my favorite bloggers, says. I used to make excuses for this, for being rough around the edges, for being a work in progress, for being that masterpiece and a mess. Now, I'm like, whatever. Yeah, I made a mistake. I'm sorry. I'm going to learn from it. I'll own up to it. I'm going to take accountability for it. Yes, I curse. I cuss. I made a mistake. I said fart. I said shit. Oh, I'm blunt. I have no filter. I'm loud. I'm crazy. I don't care. That's who I am. I'm rough around the edges. I'm all about a positive, empowering mindset, changing your mindset, and living outside your head, living the best freaking life now. I'm a fairly new blogger, a newborn podcaster, but I'm going in. I'm taking action. I'm using the tools. I got to do what I got to do. And I'm excited. I want to talk about where you are and where you want to be. Where you are and where you want to be. I have a lot of habits. One of my habits is what I call focused daydreaming. Some of you may refer it to just daydreaming, or I'm analyzing my thoughts. I'm pondering. Oh, I'm just thinking. Oh, nothing. Oh, never mind. Whatever it is, it's bullshit. What it does, what this focused daydreaming does, is it takes away from my ability to do what it is that I've got going on in my head. I'm living in my head and not doing anything. My focus should be on me, my actions. What am I doing to be the type of person that has that kind of lifestyle that I've got mapped out in my head? Shit. It's a lot of work. The lifestyle I'm picturing is a lot of work. So I
don't know that.
Oh shit, that was just that was Alexa. I'm keeping this. I'm keeping that one because this is life. So where was I before Alexa interrupted me?
Sorry, I'm not sure.
Alexa, off. It's a lot of work. Being the type of person that has the kind of lifestyle that you've got mapped out in your mind, it takes a lot of work. Waking up early. Being consistent, being disciplined. The key to success is consistency and discipline. Success in anything, fitness, career, family, parenting. Where you are now compared to where you want to be can change with action, not just thoughts. Thinking is good. It's what got me to where I am now. But those thoughts ain't gonna do you no good if you ain't doing nothing about them. You can only move forward closer to that place by taking a step, making a move. A goal is a dream with a deadline. You like that, don't you? Me too. Okay. Let me say that again. A goal is a dream with a deadline. Meaning, hold yourself accountable, son. hold yourself accountable for the lifestyle you are planning in your head. Start by writing down what it is that you want. What is it that you really want? Write down what a perfect day for you would be. Be honest. Write down what you really want. For once in your life, be honest to yourself. For once in your life, be honest. Write down what it is you really want. I did this, and I'm going to read a few snippets to you. What a perfect day would be for me. I'm just reading like a few hours. I'm not going full throttle. Just to give you an example, 5 a.m. Wake up and exercise for 30 minutes. This also entails doing my morning attitude of gratitude practice, writing down for 5 minutes what I'm so happy and grateful for. From 5:30 to 6:30, I take that golden hour to work on my blog. From 6:35 to 6:45, I meditate. 6:45 to 7, 7:40 to 8 is dedicated to waking up my son, getting him ready for school, breakfast, clothed, washed up, you name it. Out the door, delivered to school. 8:30 to 11, podcast and edit, and so on and so forth. That's a lot. That's a lot. Before I even left my house, I did a lot. But let me go back to the first thing that I do, and that is to wake up. That's a perfect day in itself. The fact that we are alive, that we woke up, that we woke the fuck up. We got up. We're up. We're alive. Take advantage, y'all. Take advantage. So I woke up and I exercised. I worked my body. I thank God for everything that I'm grateful and happy for. And then I exercised my body. I worked on my business. I worked on my mind, and then that energy, that patience, that love, the power within me, just within that hour or so, I'm now pouring it into my son, prepping him for the day, an abundance of love and patience being poured out with his cereal. So while I'm building my empire, most people are sleeping. But I know that this is what it takes to get to that lifestyle that I want. To get to that lifestyle I've got mapped out in my head. Doing what others won't do, to doing what others dream of doing. And you know this to be true, man, because you're one of them motherfucking dreamers. Sorry. But anywho, write what you really want. And it doesn't have to be one thing. List everything you want. Travel every 6 months, eating dinner out with friends 3 times a week, a lot of sex, play dates, conferences, events, concerts, natural hair, a flat stomach, a perky ass, toned thighs, toned arms. What do you want? Guess what? It's all yours for the price of $12.99. No. But it is. It's all yours. You just have to work hard for it. Nothing in life is easy. Life is teaching us constantly, life is teaching us. Take time to be still. Be still and listen to what life is teaching you. Pay attention to what life is teaching you. Pay attention to your thoughts. those thoughts, those ideas, those focused daydream analytical thoughts you got going on up in your head. Those ideas, thoughts that come to you are what I like to call breadcrumbs from heaven. I just made that up. No, but they are breadcrumbs. Writing down what it is that you really want and being still long enough to listen. Listening to who you want to become. That's huge. Focusing and paying attention to who you want to be. Where you are compared to where you want to be will take time. Anything worth having takes time. In order to get to where you want to be, you have to be the person who you want to become now. Prep work. That's what it is. Taking accountability for who you are, where you are in life, and where you want to be, where you envision to be, where you see yourself to be. Prepare yourself for where you're headed. When you're going out of town, when you're going on a road trip, when you're going on vacation, going to a wedding, going to a party, you're preparing yourself. You get your hair done, your nails did, your makeup done. You maybe have to buy an outfit. You do something maybe to the car, put some gas in it, check the tires, oil change, buy some snacks, whatever. It's prep work. It's preparing for the journey that you're about to embark. So do it for self, for yourself, for self-care, for self-maintenance, for self-preservation, for self-improvement. Become more self-aware of who you are. When you're in that moment of stillness and listening, be aware of what you are thinking about. When you listen more, you learn a whole lot more. What you learn, apply it to creating, to doing, to taking action and making a motherfucking move. Make a move. So where you are and where you want to be is all contingent on you. You are the architect to your life. I know it sounds cliche, but you are the designer and the architect to your life. You have the power. You just have, if you thought about it, you just have to do something about it. And if you don't know what to do, Google it. Period. Whew. I am energized, y'all. I hope you guys don't mind that little Alexa moment. I did not expect that. Oh, geez. I can't say the name. So, I don't know if you guys can hear it, but she went off a couple times during my podcast. But that's life. Press the reset button. Press play. You can do it. It's in you because you're thinking about it, right? Where you are and where you want to be is all about you taking action. Take those thoughts. Take all that stuff in your mind and put it to action. Put it to work. Create that lifestyle that you want. This is Marissa, 1R1S.com. And this is my first podcast, my first episode, rather. Where you are, where you want to be. Bye, y'all. Smooches.
Peace.